Poppin' Time, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, 1960, number 7 pop chart hit, number 2 on the R&B charts. That group formed as the Royals, and then Hank Ballard joined the group in 59, and they changed it to the Midnighters, and then later on it'd be Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And Hank wrote the Chubby Checker song, The Twist. Of course, Hank and them had it first. They did it in 1960, and I believe it came out just after this one or right before. Right now, I can't remember. I think it was just after. And it went up to number 28 on the pop charts, and it was a top 20 hit on the R&B charts, The Twist. And then Chubby Checker took it all the way to number 1 and had lots of fun doing The Twist, written by Hank Ballard. Welcome into the BRC show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got lots of different kind of music coming up today. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to start out with a little doo-wop by the Spaniels. Then we're going to do Art Neville and then Dodie Stevens. So here we go right now, and the Spaniels doing a song called Three Little Words.
Next to mine, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. Your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things that make you mine. If you would leave, I surely would die. When you were 10 minutes late, I started to cry. I've got it bad, but it's alright. As long as you're here, every night, your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. Touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. It is all these things that make you mine.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Deep sea fishing in a submarine, we go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a Port Liberty and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Dooley had a feeling we were going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the rig for raising such a storm when they tried to put him in a uniform. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down in writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, gave me tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with
the Purple Hat Band. And a big Panama with the Purple Hat Band.
Pink Shoelaces, Dodie Stevens, 1959, went up to number 3 on the pop charts. It was a number 5 hit on the R&B charts. She was born Geraldine Ann Pasquale, or Pasquale. I'm not sure if you how you pronounce it. We had a pizza place here called Pasquale's, and that's how they spelt it. So, but anyway, Geraldine Ann Pasquale, born in Chicago, raised in California. She recorded this when she was 12 years old. And at 8 years old, she performed on the Art Linkletter show. Some of you might remember the Art Linkletter show. So, had a nice little career. I got to see her perform up in Clear Lake, Iowa back in, 2009? So a long time ago, but did a real good job. She also recorded, had some vinyl out there as Jerry, J-E-R-I, Pace, and Geraldine Stevens. So if you see any records out there with Jerry Pace or Geraldine Stevens, that's who Dodie is. So. Okay, All These Things, Art Neville before that, a song that didn't chart, came out in 1962. It was a hit in the New Orleans area, real nice sound. I think it got a little airplay here too, but he was a keyboardist, and he was with the Neville Brothers, and he also played with a band called the Meters. Some of you might remember that group that came out of New Orleans also. Three Little Words, The Spaniels, 1959, a song that didn't chart, but had a big hit called Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight. I'm sure you remember that one. And a group that was formed in Indiana, and lead singer James Pookie Hudson. And they were the first group to sign with the VJ record label. So I'm sure you're familiar with the VJ label. So this was the first group that they signed. Okay, let's go on. We've got a group called Kenny and the Cadets coming up. A little bit more about that one in a minute. Tammy Wynette, and then Earl Grant. And so let's go right now with Kenny and the Cadets and Barbie.
Barbie, Barbie, queen of the prom, turn down dates with Eddie and Tom. Everyone loves her, she's lovely to see, but
just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me. And after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. Keep waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness survives. Without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
You'll find a pot of gold at the end of a story. You'll find it's all been told, but our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without any end. Of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end. The water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time.
Number 7 on the pop charts, number 16 on the R&B charts, a guy that came out of Oklahoma. If you go around looking for that record, you might find it. Some of them have the title as At the End of a Rainbow, with parentheses around at and parentheses around of a rainbow. So you might see it listed that way also, but real good sound from Earl Grant. First Lady of Country Music before that, Tammy Wynette, Apartment Number 9. It came out in 1966, went up to number 44 on the country charts, and that was her first country charted hit. She was born Virginia Wynette Pugh in Mississippi. So went on to have a great, great career. Got into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1998 and died way too soon, but left some great, great sounds. Kenny and the Cadets, Barbie, if that sounded a little bit like the Beach Boys. Well, three of them are in that group. This is when they were in high school, and Brian and Carl Wilson are in there, and then Al Jardine is in there. Then there's some other guys, too, 1962. You know, the Barbie doll came out in 59 or 60, and they named this song Barbie, so I got a feeling it came after that because that Barbie doll was so popular at that time. But this is on a label called the Randy Label. If you find a copy of it, it books somewhere around $600-$800. Now, if you find a copy that's red and yellow vinyl, you're looking at more in the $1,000 to $2,000 range. So, very hard record to find, and collectors kind of want that one. But that had three of the Beach Boys in there, Kenny and the Cadets. Okay, now we got the Nighthawks going to get a start on the next set, then Larry Hall, and then John Denver. So let's go right now with a group called the Nighthawks and a song called All of Your Love.
Give me. All of your love. Making me a true romance,
oh baby.
Sandy took every sweet thing like sugar and spice, ice cream and candy, everything nice. They put it together and gave it a name. Sandy. Divine. Young love is tender, gentle and kind, and everywhere I go, there you will find Sandy, Sandy. I'm a fool for Sandy. Thank you. sugar and spice, ice cream and candy, everything nice. They put it together and gave the name of Sandy, Sandy. I'm a fool for Sandy.
There's a truck out on a four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, the time that I can lay this tired old body down, feel your fingers feather soft on me. The kisses my way, the happiness living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove, the light in your eyes, it makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again. You know it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, again.
Real nice, smooth sound there, John Denver, Back Home Again, 1974. Went up to number 5 on the pop charts, but it went all the way to number 1 on the country charts. In fact, it was a country music song of the year for him in 1974. He was born in New Mexico, born in the name John Dusendorf. I probably mispronounced that, but that's pretty close. And changed his name to John Denver. He was with the Chad Mitchell Trio for a while. Some of you might remember that group. And he also wrote a song called Leaving on a Jet Plane. So you might remember that. Some people had some hits with that one. So real good song, Leaving on a Jet Plane. But this was Back Home Again, John Denver. Larry Hall, 1959, went up to number 15, did a song called Sandy. It's a guy that came out of Ohio. And before that, a group called the Night Hawks, 1958, a song that didn't chart, but it was on the Hamilton label. And if you can find a copy of this, it's worth somewhere around $50 if it's in real nice shape. But the song is called All of Your Love, A-L-L, comma A. I'm sorry, A-L-A, A-L-L-A, Your Love, All of Your Love. So that's the Nighthawks. So go looking for that one, see if you can find a copy on the Hamilton label. Maybe you can get it real cheap. Okay, let's keep going. We got Loverboy going to get us started. Then a guy named Glenn. And then the Sapphires, the real nice thing. So let's do Loverboy right now and Turn Me Loose.
Thank you. another guy. Never even stop to say goodbye. Rocking all night, sleeping all day. Well, I'm glad my baby's gone away. She lied, I cried, I thought I'd die. But now I'm glad she's gone. Well, I've been a having myself a ball, and I'm going to from now on. So come on, baby, let's see you shake. You're just the one to help me celebrate. I'm living high and I want to rock. Come on, baby, let's never stop. Rocking all night, sleeping all day. Well, I'm glad my baby's gone away. Never even stop to say goodbye. Rocking all night, sleeping all day. Well, I'm glad my baby's gone away. She lied, I cried, I thought I'd die. But now I'm glad she's gone. Well, I've been a-having myself a ball, and I'm going to from now on. Well, come on, baby, let's see you shake. You're just the one to help me celebrate. I'm living high and I want to rock. Come on, baby, let's never stop. Rocking all night, sleeping all day. Well, I'm glad my baby's gone away.
Philadelphia. Real nice sound by them. They had about three or four more hits on the pop charts and R&B charts, but this was a real nice sound. I remember that one way back then, 64. Glenn Glenn, I'm Glad My Baby's Gone Away, 1958. Little fun song there on the ERA label, E-R-A. And it books for about $200. Maybe you can find a copy of that one because the flip side is what everybody, all the collectors want. And that's a song called Everybody's Moving. So if you've got a copy of that because you wanted Everybody's Moving, have you flipped it over? I'm sure you have as a collector, but real good sound by him. I like that one a lot. Glad My Baby Has Gone Away. Turn Me Loose, Lover Boy, 1981, went up to number 35 on the pop charts. That was their first hit, a group that came out of Canada. Okay, let's keep going with the music right now. We got Jesse Hill going to get us started, Johnny Mathis, and then Linda Ronstadt. So we got Jesse Hill right now, and Whip It On Me.
Thank you.
Beautiful Me, 1978 for Linda Ronstadt. Went up to number 31 on the pop charts. That was a song written by Warren Zevon. You're probably familiar with some of his stuff. He and Linda and a lot of them did a lot of stuff out there. Jackson Brown was part of that group of Eagles, a lot of the Eagle guys. So they were all out there on that West Coast and doing some real nice sounds. Johnny Mathis before that, Chances Are, 1957. Went up to number one on the pop charts. Only went to number 12 on the R&B, but a real good sound by him. Guy born in Texas and raised out in California. And then Jesse Hill out of New Orleans, Louisiana, doing a song called Whip It On Me. That's 1960. Only made it to number 91 on the pop charts and did not make the R&B charts. But being 91, you know, you didn't get it played everywhere, but boy, it got played here in Birmingham. Jesse Hill was pretty popular with Whip It On Me, Pretty Baby. And other songs that he did. He was popular here. Okay, we got our double play of the day coming up. We're going to get it started with a Bob Seger song. Then we got a little country flair coming in here. We got a little Travis Tritt. Going to play two by him. So hope you enjoy those. So here we go right now with the Bob Seger and Her Strut.
She's a lady through watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, L-O-N-E. Yeah, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Yeah. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skid. Mama had a time trying to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. They walking, honky talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
You're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. You come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah, might give a damn. Every one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Fun song. trip. Here's a quarter. 1991, a song of course didn't chart on the pop charts, but it made it to number two on the country charts. And first time I heard that song, I thought, I got to find a copy of that. And I did find a little copy for a couple bucks, a little vinyl copy. So I play it quite often. Here's a quarter. A guy that came out of Georgia. He had 46 country and western hits between 1989 and 07. Very, very popular. But before that, we had T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Travis Tritt, 1993. Went up to number 108 on the pop charts, but number 13 on the country western charts. That was his first pop chart song. He had a lot of other country songs that charted, but he finally hit the pop charts with that one. And, of course, that was a remake of a song Elvis did, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. So, real good song there. Travis Tritt, our double play of the day. He joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1992, became a member there. So, Herb Strutt before that, Bob Seger, didn't chart, but boy, did it get airplay. You know, I'm sure it charted somewhere, but not nationally, but 1980, and good sound by him. I've always enjoyed that one, too. So, okay, let's go. It's almost time to get out of here, so let's do a couple more. We got... I said we're going to do Ray Charles, going to get us started, then Michael Bolton, and then let's do a little Neil Diamond. Then we'll get on back here and get out of here. So let's go right now with Ray Charles, and Here We Go Again.
Here we go again. She's back in town again. I'll take her back again, one more time. Here we go again. The phone will ring again. I'll be her fool again. One more time. I've been there before, and I'll try it again. But any fool knows that there's no way to win. Here we go again. She'll break my heart again. I'll play the part again. One more time. Thank you.
these chains around me. Gonna learn to fly again. Maybe hard, but I'll do it. When I'm back on my feet again, soon these tears will all be drying. Soon these eyes will see the sun. Might take time, but I'll see it. When I'm back on my feet again, when I'm back on my feet again, I won't crawl down this street again, and they'll all look at me again. They'll see that I'm strong. Oh, gonna hear the children laughing. Gonna hear the voices sing. Won't be long till I hear them. When I'm back on my feet again, I'm gonna feel the sweet light of heaven shining down. Light on me. One sweet day, I will feel it. When I'm back on my feet again, when I'm back on my feet again, I won't prowl down this street again, and they'll all look at me.
You'll be a woman.
Diamond, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, 1967, went to number 10 on the pop charts for him that year. And what a career he had, all the way from early songwriting into a big-time pop song career. So, but that's a real nice sound by him. And let's see, before that, we had When I'm Back on My Feet Again, Michael Bolton, 1990, went up to number 7. And he was in a group called Blackjack. They had a hit in 1979. He was the lead singer. Then in 83, he went solo. And he's been around for a good while now. Guy that came out of Connecticut. But a real nice sound by him, When I'm Back on My Feet Again. And then Ray Charles, speaking of real good sound, that's one of my favorites, Ray Charles song. Here We Go Again, 1967. Number 15, pop chart. Number 5, R&B chart. And just hit after hit for him. So, but that's one of my favorites by him. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Join us again on this little show we do called the BRC Radio Show, and brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to leave with our instrumental song of the day. We got a song called Key Jammer. It came out in 1958. It's on the C&P record label. I haven't found a copy of this. I wouldn't mind finding one. Maybe I can find one somewhere. It's not an expensive record. It's a Texas label, so I don't know if the group came out of Texas, but it is on a Texas label. I believe it was in Houston. But right now, let's see, it's Key Jammer, and the group is called Piano Slim and His Rockin' Four. So hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch you next time on BRC.